We continue our look at the important races facing Valley residents, and this time turn to Fresno County. There's a rare open seat on the Board of Supervisors there, thanks to longtime Supervisor Debbie Puchigian, who decided not to run for re-election. Among the candidates seeking to win the seat in the 5th District is our next guest, Clovis Mayor Nathan Magsig, who joins us now. Nathan, welcome.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
15 years on the Clovis City Council, you've seen the city change a lot during that time. Now you want to go to the next level, the Board of Supervisors, and represent residents of Clovis and greater areas around that district. How would you bring your experience from Clovis to Fresno County as a whole and the overall county budget and all the things the county's involved with?
That's a great question. So at the county level, I see tremendous opportunities, and looking at the issues that I want to focus in on, water is at the top of my list. Also, public safety is very high on my priorities, as well as economic development. So we can start with water. In the city of Clovis, I've had the pleasure of working with an incredible council and great staff. And over the course of the last 15 years, we've developed really three cornerstone projects, one of them being a surface water treatment plant that today treats about 22 million gallons of water a day. And we also have a recycling facility that takes some of our sewer flows, treats them to a high level, and then as much as 3 million gallons a day of water is reused and used for landscaping throughout the city. And those projects combined have generated new water and keep us from pulling more water from the aquifer. Finally, about 12 years ago, the city of Clovis invested in two groundwater banking facilities with the Fresno Irrigation District. And over the course of the last 10 years, we have banked over 100,000 acre-feet of water. And we have an exchange contract in place with the Fresno Irrigation District, which benefit the citizens of Clovis. So what I want to do at the county level is take some of those principles and apply them countywide. So I see great opportunities to be investing in groundwater banking facilities. I see great opportunities as well to be looking at opportunities to reuse water, especially in the city of Fresno. So the city of Fresno right now has a sewer plant that treats up to 88 million gallons a day of sewer flows. So having an opportunity to treat that water and get additional uses and being able to move that water back into the city to be used for landscaping, I think could save on pumping water from the aquifer.
You mentioned the groundwater issue. The county has been very active in taking a lead role or attempting to do so as everyone's sort of charting out the terrain with the new Groundwater Sustainability Act. How critical is that going to be for Fresno County? This is traditionally the nation's number one ag county. We've seen that drop the last few years with the drought. How critical is it going to be that local jurisdictions, whether it's at the county level or the groundwater basin level or some other organization, how critical is it from your view that we get a handle on this and try to come up with some solution that is sustainable? And what does that even mean?
Well, failure is not an option. So the state a year or two ago passed that act, and what it basically means is for every gallon of water that we pull from the aquifer, we've got to replace it. And if we don't put a plan together and begin to implement a plan that does just that, the state has threatened that they will come in and take over our water systems for us. The last thing I want is Sacramento, here in the Central Valley, here in Fresno County, telling residents, telling farmers how to use our resources. So it is very important that we begin to develop our own facilities at the local level and begin to manage our water resource at the local level. So I'm going to be highly engaged with Buddy Mendez. I think Buddy right now is the representative at the county level that is working on dealing with groundwater sustainability. And I know he's spending quite a bit of time back in Washington trying to get the pumps turned back on so we can get additional water from the Delta flowing to Westside farmers. And right now we've got 200,000 acres of land that's fallowed. So water is the biggest issue facing the county right now. It's an economic development issue. So we need to get more water for the valley to get people back to work and make sure that our cities are sustainable.
There's a lot of different things happening in the criminal justice world. You mentioned public safety a while ago. So much of the county's money comes from the state, and you don't have necessarily the flexibility always, especially given the other criminal justice reforms that are out there. But as the economy improves and more money comes into county coffers, how do you try to balance the need for more public safety, and the desire for more resources there with all of the other services and things that the county tries to provide and, you know, competing priorities there. Where do you land in that sphere of things? Clovis has to deal with these same things, but Fresno County on a much larger scale now.
So for me, I guess simply, if I were to describe it metaphorically, I would like to make the pie even larger. And the way that you make the pie larger, so to speak, is through economic development. So the three main sources of funding that comes to the county for that are used for discretionary purposes are sales tax revenue, property tax revenue, and vehicle license fees. So one of the first things I'm going to do is reach out to the Automobile Dealers Association here in Fresno County and find out how can I be a facilitator for them, because as they sell more vehicles and there's more vehicles registered here in Fresno County, that generates more dollars at the county level to provide the services that we need. Around economic development, I want to work with the cities here in Fresno County and find a way to invest together in business parks. You've heard in Clovis that we've got this great research and technology park. We have a new school that's going to be locating there, a pharmacy school. And you heard not too long ago that a $65 million cancer center is going to be locating in Clovis as well on the campus of Clovis Community Hospital. And so we need to be very proactive as local government agencies working together to have more facilities like that built. So as jobs are being created, you have more discretionary revenue in the economy, more dollars being spent, you have more buildings being built and property taxes being collected. So when I talk about growing the pie, we need to work together to make sure that we're business friendly, because the sheriff's department does need more deputies. The DA's office does need to have more prosecutors, and we need to make sure that those employees at the county level have salaries which are competitive, because not only do we need to hire more employees, but we need to retain the employees that we have.
Nathan Magsig is with us today on Valley Public Radio. He's running for Fresno County Supervisor. We're talking about a lot of these different things, and through his lens as mayor of Clovis, currently 15 years on the Clovis City Council, you would be seeking to replace Debbie Puchigian, who's been on the Board of Supervisors for a while. How would you rate her performance in that office?
You know, I think Debbie Puchigian is a very solid supervisor. I would say she's probably one of the most principled individuals I have ever met. So she has... She's focused, very much interested in private property rights. So I think looking at the economic downturn that we went through back in 2008, that was the first term that she was on that board. She did her best, I believe, to make sure that Fresno County remained on solid footing. Two, I would say that the employees of Fresno County sacrificed a lot to make sure that the county remained solvent. And so as the next supervisor, I want to make sure that those employees are not forgotten for the sacrifices that they did make. And again, it comes back to making sure that Fresno County is business friendly and that we retain the businesses we have here and allow them opportunities to expand. And also that we bring new opportunities for new businesses to locate here to grow our overall economy.
You're talking about growing the economy, growing jobs, growing development. Just a few days ago, the Board of Supervisors looked at a potential concept for development in unincorporated areas in the county, this case on the river bottom, the Fryant Corridor. The Board of Supervisors rejected the plan that the County Planning Department had put together, funded by some local private interests, saying it didn't focus enough on water impacts, agricultural impacts. Where would you stand on things like development in the Fryant area?
So looking at, I would say that as a Board of Supervisor, I would look to the general plan, because the general plan is a document which is put together. A lot of thought goes into it. A lot of environmental work goes into it. And so if there are developments which are in line with the general plan, they need to be fully supported, because developers, property owners, make investments, make purchases based upon what the general plan says. So the county has a general plan it's been operating under, and from time to time that plan needs to be updated. But as long as the development is in line with the general plan, it's something that typically I would support.
Another thing that pops up every few years, it seems, in discussion about the county's budget, about public safety, is this idea of consolidation of some sort between the county of Fresno, the city of Fresno, law enforcement. Maybe it's just back office functions. Maybe it's, in some very aggressive proposals, actual officers and others on the streets. Where do you sit philosophically on issues of consolidation, and then specifically when it comes to that one that seems to get thrown around every few years?
You know, that's a very broad question, because consolidation, the term in and of itself, broadly speaking, I can say there are some aspects of consolidation that make a lot of sense. So if there are opportunities for us to share dispatch, I think that makes sense. But at the county level and at the city levels, each city, you've got 15 cities in Fresno County that all provide different levels of service. Some contract with the county, and the sheriff's department provides police protection for them. But if you look at larger cities like Reedley, if you look at Clovis, Fresno, those communities right now have their own police forces. And really, I think I'm a firm believer in local control. So I wouldn't want to consolidate and say that we need to blend the police forces of the county and the cities and then just have one police force providing service. Because there are some regions, if you look at some county islands, there are individuals who pay more to make sure that there is a specific deputy assigned to their area. And I completely appreciate and respect that. So if there are regions who want to pay more for levels of service, I want people to have the right to choose that. So again, back to consolidation, there are aspects of consolidation that need to be looked at. We need to do a cost-benefit analysis, look at facilities, look at dispatch, look at ways where maybe we can combine services together to provide maximum benefit to taxpayers. But to have one police force throughout the whole county, this county is very diverse, and I don't see consolidation all the way across the board and having one police force making a lot of sense for Fresno County.
Clovis is often talked about as something of a success story. You can tell it because even representatives from other cities always bring it up. We want to compete with Clovis, they say. What do you think are some of the lessons that you could draw from that experience taking that to Fresno County?
The success of Clovis is tied to no one individual or no one single policy. Looking at what makes Clovis special, it's the people that are there. If you look at the staff that we have in the city, we have many staff who've spent their entire career working in the city. And with that comes a lot of knowledge and the ability to move quickly on projects, the ability to not make mistakes that maybe a rookie, so to speak, would make. So moving on to the county, one of the things that I would like to do is I want to reach out to all the department heads that exist at the county level and sit down and hear from them how I can be a facilitator for their departments, because I believe they know what's best for their programs and departments. And as a supervisor, something else that I'm going to do as well is reach out, and I want to meet with the different groups that represent the entire county. So we've got 15 different cities and dozens of different municipalities that exist throughout the county. All of them are unique and very much special. And I want to sit down and hear how they would like to see their communities develop. So the experts, in my opinion, already exist, the experts on planning. I know that the county just got a great public works director that came from the city of Clovis. And so I'm looking forward to working with him as well. But sitting down with the department heads, working together as a family, I would like to call it, that's what needs to take place. And I believe we need to put a plan together on how to deal with issues like water. And as we're all working together, we can see great change happen.
Clovis Mayor Nathan Magsig is running to sit on the Fresno County Board of Supervisors, replacing Debbie Poochygin, who has declined to run this go-around. Nathan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.